This lime kiln comes from a time when lime was burned in a stone kiln under conditions we just can't imagine today. The legend pertaining to this kiln doesn't come directly from the Montafon, but it is very gruesome and is meant to warn people about the dangers of having an affair. Death robbed the farmer Wyden of his beloved wife and their only child of its mother. After the year of mourning was over, the farmer started looking around for a new wife, and soon a pretty new farmer's wife had free rein over the Wyden farm. She took loving care of her stepchild, Loisely, and when she had a son of her own, no one could say that she treated her child better than her stepchild. And so the years passed happily by. One day the man who ran the lime kiln died, and his son, who had just been discharged from the army, took over the business. When Farmer Wyden's wife saw the jaunty and strikingly handsome young man, she fell head over heels in love with him. She started to neglect her husband and was mean to her stepson, even though he was a very well-behaved and pious child. It went so far that she couldn't control herself anymore, and she started visiting the young man whenever her husband was away from home. The farmer started to get suspicious, and one day he asked his son Loisel where his mother went while he was gone. "To the lime kiln," said the little boy, "and Jurgili and I stay here and play." The farmer confronted his wife, but she denied everything, and in the end she was able to reassure her husband that she wasn't being unfaithful. The next time she saw him, the farmer's wife told her lover that Loisel had told his father what was going on, and that she couldn't come to see him again until the boy was out of the house. "You have to help me get rid of him," she said. The young man was appalled, but in the end agreed to do what she said, because he didn't think he could live without the visits from the pretty farmer's wife anymore.
"Send Loisel to me tomorrow. When he gets here, I'll throw him into the kiln," he said.
The next day, while the farmer was out working in the fields, the blinded woman really sent her stepson up to the lime kiln. When he got to the Mutter Gottes chapel, where he often went to pray, he knelt down in front of the picture of the Virgin Mary and prayed from his childlike, pious heart. Then he picked two handfuls of the prettiest flowers he could find and placed them at the feet of the Virgin Mary. In the meantime, the young Jurgili decided to follow Loisel up to the lime kiln, and he got there first. When Loisel finally got there, nobody was around, so he went back home. When the farmer's wife saw her stepson coming down the path, she fainted dead away. Her lover, who didn't know the boys, had thrown her own son into the lime kiln.